You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back here on the live on the Wall Street Business Network. That kind of surprised Gil. Gil, we're big time here, man. You're on the show.
I'm assuming if you're on it, then it has to be big time.
There it is, and we're big time. We're talking big time. We're talking with the big condo developer here in South Florida, Gil Deser. Gil has investments up in New York. He has them down here. Guy probably controls two-thirds of what's going on in northeastern Dade County. Welcome back to the show, Gil.
Thank you very much. Loving to be here.
Now, I was looking on YouTube, and I saw the, what are you calling it, the Deservator? What is that?
Well, when you know, the Porsche Design Tower, when we started it out, we had that car lift system that brings the car to the unit.
And sure.
Where the passenger goes inside the car all the way up the building to his apartment. And so we actually went ahead and got a patent on that system called the Deservator, D-E-Z-E-R, Vader, V-A-T-O-R. You can see on YouTube. If you click on YouTube right now, you can go see the video of how the car lift system works. It's pretty amazing.
I can't wait. Hey, can I come take a look? Can I take a ride before you start getting your COs and getting everybody up there and becomes like totally top secret up there?
Anytime you want.
Oh, I'm coming up there. I can't wait. I can't wait. This is going to be great. Now, Gil, you've got all these condos up on Miami Beach. You were one of the very few condo guys that was able to work your way out of what happened in the last condo cycle. You own a lot of good land. There's a lot of plans going on. Are you racing full steam ahead, or are you trying to make sure each building is built the right way?
You know, just like you said, we have a lot of property, all located in the same area kind of thing. So we don't want to become our own competition. We are waiting for these buildings to kind of sell and take off and, you know, actually fill up the buildings before we go start another one. Right now, we have the Porsche Design Building. We have 7 units left to sell. We launched our Monte Casa, which was a few months ago, and now we're about 90% sold of that. So we got to start that construction, and then, you know, the future will hold. But there's no rush. I'm a young man. I got plenty of time to go.
You sure do, and you've had a career already in, like, the 15, 20 years I've known you. You already had one whole career. You're the man, the myth, and the builder out there. So you've got now all this stuff on Sunny Isles. You're doing Armani. Armani's a JV with...
With the Related Group, of course.
Okay, yes. And now you're moving inland sort of with the Related Group to Midtown. What's up with Midtown?
Besides
being my neighborhood.
Well, when I started talking to George Perez about the Midtown project and everything, I got really excited about it. And it's going to be an SLS Hyatt hotel attached to 400 condos, and it's going to be a really, really cool spot in the middle of Midtown. So it's going to be a great place to kind of want to live and hang out and party.
It sounds like it's going to be great. The one thing that the neighborhood is missing is an upscale hotel. I know there's a lot of select service that's being built, but not really upscale. And I don't think I can call the DoubleTree at the Omni upscale. So what type of buyer is being attracted to the Hyde in Midtown? And also, I got to give the high five to the guys at Related. I saw Carlos going out on the jet. We got to get you and Carlos in here one day together. My God, that would be just great.
I'm with them almost every day, so whenever you want.
All right. So what's the buyer profile at the Hyde, and how is that different than what you're seeing out on Miami Beach?
What you're seeing at Hyde...
Sunny Isles Beach, right?
What you're seeing at Hyde specifically is a price point that really doesn't exist too many places in Miami. We're between $350,000 to $600,000.
Wow.
Which, yeah, it's quite reasonable, and so therefore that's why we sold more than 50% of the building since we started... You know, launch sales over there. So we're doing very well. I think, like you said, there's no real high-end hotel in the area. More importantly, we're doing Jose Andres restaurant down in the on the ground level, which is going to be a really cool spot for the Midtown area. And I think, you know, if you can live in a building where the action's happening downstairs and you can walk right upstairs to your apartment, that's kind of where you want to be.
100%. And what you're really not discussing is the fact that they can walk out of that apartment because you're right there at the north end of Midtown. You're really in the southern part of the design district, one stoplight away, and you're in the design district.
And that's been a tremendous, tremendous draw for us because, you know, the design district is now the new Bell Harbor. And so therefore, you know, all the stores are there and we're literally 2 blocks away, literally walking distance. You don't even need to get into a car.
Now, are you looking in any other submarkets or anything else on dry land? Maybe you bought that shopping center up on 163rd Street. What's going on over there?
We bought the shopping center. We just got it rezoned for a couple thousand units, and now we're doing a master plan on how we're going to figure out the whole situation. We're also partners on the Related Group with 444 Brickell, which is where Capital Grille is right now. So we got plans approved on that last week for 3 towers, a hotel, and 2 condos, and so things are looking up.
Wow. You're going to redo size Rivergate there someday?
You know, it's going to be like another Icon Brickle type project, and definitely with a little bit more twist on it. We're going to put some extra pizzazz to it.
Well, see, this is, you know, and I've known you for a while. It seems to me like you have this tendency to want to align your interests with billionaires.
It makes doing business easy.
Well, you know, you're a brand. You're a sort of a, I don't want to call it a sub-brand. You're your own brand. And it appears as though what's going on is that you're kind of moving the cachet with you. Is that the plan?
Well, you know, whenever we start these buildings, you know, we just have a great name in the marketplace that the buyers come and follow us. And we really do build good stuff. And that's the difference between, you know, when the crisis comes and when it doesn't. As you mentioned early on, we were the first, we're the only ones who really survived the crisis. And that's because location, quality, the brand, we were working with them with Donald Trump. So, I mean, you know, the buildings came out spectacular. The market crashed and whatnot. So we adjusted prices, but we were the first ones to sell out.
Yeah, but beyond that, you also stuck with it. So when the lenders came back to the market, who's the kind of person that they look to do a loan with?
That's right. I mean, we did the first construction loan post-crisis at the Porsche Design Tower for $214 million.
And what was different about that loan that helped you get it done?
Well, they know I paid them back, so they like that idea.
Well, also, isn't it, though, that you have a different deposit schedule? Weren't you the first one that didn't have the half deposits?
Yeah, we also only went for 30% deposits. Well, the average price unit there is $6.5 million. So 30% deposit is still close to $2 million per unit. I don't think too many people are walking away from that kind of money.
No, and hold on. I just pulled out my keys, and my pocket change fell on the ground. I've got enough for deposit now. Now, Gil, what do you look for when you're trying to put a deal together to put your personal stamp on it? What is it that makes a desert project a desert project?
It has to be unique. It has to be really something that cannot be replaced someplace else. It has to be. It has to have something to it that makes it, you know, a wow and a need to be there. And we spend a lot of extra effort, you know, trying to make these buildings and the common areas and the amenities and everything to really to the liking of the buyers. And most importantly, what really makes it a desert project is if I can't live there myself, then I can't sell it to anybody else. So everything that we design is for a place that I would move into myself. And I do live in my own towers.
I was going to say, the best selling point is that the developer lives here.
Right, and nobody calls me to fix their broken toilet, so everything works out.
No, it's great. I love it. You know, I love going to visit you. You sit there up on the top of the Trump Desert Tower there. It's fabulous. I get to go up there and watch my childhood and see all the different things that used to be flat ground that are now high-rises. It's just amazing. I love what you've done with the whole city of Sunny Isles there and Sunny Isles Beach. And now, to me, the last domino to fall in Sunny Isles Beach, I got to just say it, the old Mai Pai. You guys have now took away Mai Pai, and you've got the Sunny Isles City Hall or something coming here that Milton's building. But what really blew my mind is it took me two light changes to make the left-hand turn onto Sunny Isles. D, you're making what have I got, one more minute there? One more minute. You know, we'll wrap up this segment. We'll come back for another segment. We'll talk with Gil. This time we're going to talk about his view of the overall condo market, supply, demand, where we're heading, how we're getting there, what he thinks. Back after this with Super Lux Condo King, Gil Deser.